This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Sequester or no sequester, in spring, Marketplace Money listeners' minds turn to thoughts of summer vacation, specifically how to pay as little as possible for the best time. And this is especially challenging for families. Not only does it cost more to schlep all those kids around, but let's face it, most people traveling without kids just hate you.
Oh, great. I always end up sitting next to a damn baby.
Where? Where? My ears are popping and there's no way to console me. I'm hungry and possibly teething. Maybe I'm wet. Who knows? I'm a baby. Where? Where?
And I've had plenty of Family Guy moments, like the time I took the advice of the book What to Expect When You Have a Toddler and brought soap bubbles on an airplane. Apparently, they do not spread joy everywhere they float. My next guest knows a thing or two about traveling with kids. Tamar Lowell is a mom and the CEO of Access Trips, an adventure travel company. Welcome to the show, Tamar.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get to the money issues, I know that you have kids who are, they're what, 5 and 8?
Yes.
Before you had them, were you one of those people giving the hairy eyeball to people like me, schlepping my kids around?
I was definitely one of those people who brought earplugs with me for the airplane.
Ah, so what can you tell us about that transition? What you learned about how to reconcile these two sides of the travel wars?
Well, you know, it all started actually when I was pregnant, and I was determined that nothing was going to change the way that I travel. And I insisted that we go to Guatemala when I was 5 months pregnant. And not only that, but I booked a hotel that was not accessible by road. We had to take a boat there.
Wow, ambitious.
Yeah, well, it was dumb. It was dumb. And I learned that later. And I think that's actually what really influenced how I plan my own family's trips now is you got to think through the implications of everything that you're planning for your kids. So one thing is don't move around a lot. Pick a place that you want to be and that you can envision yourself staying for, if not the duration of your vacation, however long it might be, and make it a place that you want to explore and that you want to explore with your children, because then you can, the kids get into a routine just like they do at home. And that routine, even while traveling, actually, it's even more important while traveling for them to have some kind of a routine. I highly recommend renting a house if you can. Very often it comes out to about the cost of 1.5 hotel rooms. You know, yet the kids can sleep in different rooms from the grown-ups. You can have a kitchen. You don't have to take your kids out to eat every evening. And, you know, maybe the biggest thing is just take it easy. Don't try to plan too much. Don't try to do too much. Be able to go with the flow. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're taking a full day tour with 50 other people. And if your kid doesn't feel well or needs a nap, you can't get out of there. So you kind of have to build that planning into your trip.
Well, we're talking quite a bit about getting great deals on airfare on this show, and I fessed up to my incredibly idiotic soap bubbles on Gambit on an airplane. What advice do you have for people traveling with small children on long flights?
Videos. I have to confess, you know, we don't do a lot of screen time at home, but there are things that you sort of just have to forgive yourself for doing when you're on vacation to keep everybody happy. People in front of you, yourself, your kids. You bring videos, you bring activity books. What we try to do is we actually, if possible, we try not to fly when my son needs his nap, because it's pretty likely he's not going to nap on the plane and then things could get a little bit hairy. And I think the biggest thing is plan to spend that time with your children. If you bring a bunch of magazines and you think you're going to get a lot of magazine reading done, you're actually just going to be frustrated.
You are dreaming is what you're
doing. Exactly.
You are
in denial. And you'll be frustrated. And so, you know, bring a deck of cards. It's a great time to teach your kid how to play Uno. It's a great time to have them trace letters if that's where they are developmentally. The other thing that we've made into our routine on airplanes is we always go visit the pilot when we get on the airplane. We ask the flight attendant first, and we've never been turned down. Very often, they'll let the kids sit in the pilot seat. Last time, I think they let my son do part of the safety announcement.
Oh, what a thrill.
It's just so fun for the kids.
Well, it's such a pleasure. Tamar Lowell is CEO of Access Trips, an adventure travel company specializing in exotic learning tours. And she recently wrote 10 sanity-saving tips for traveling with kids on the HuffingtonPost.com site. And you can find that and much more on our website, marketplacemoney.org. Tamar, it was such a pleasure talking with you.
A pleasure talking to you, too. Thank you so much.